Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is a Thursday on the Daily Tip on the MGM Network. Good morning to you. Great to have you along. Coming up on the Thursday edition, we start with our best bets from last night in Game 5 of the World Series. The Blue Jays pulling off another stunner against the Dodgers. In 20 minutes, one Detroit Lion is getting paid. We'll talk about that and find out if the Lions themselves land in our new power rankings at 640. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. We are one day away from Halloween. Good morning, Chelsea.
Ah, so the bowl has been set and all of the plans have been made. So I officially have my Halloween dish. And I still need to add one more thing because I have a bunch of chocolate, because chocolate was buy one, get one free at Publix.
Nice.
But I do need to add either like Skittles or Starburst or something that has like a fruity profile to it. So let me ask you, what's the best fruity candy?
Best fruity candy? Whoa. Mm-hmm. Came in hot this morning.
Yeah. The hard-hitting questions.
The hard-hitting question. I don't know. Starburst is a good one, right? Mm-hmm. That's probably my favorite. It's the first one that comes to mind. But I'm trying to think of other fruity candies. Oh, yeah. Double D just put in Sour Patch Kids. Strong.
Yeah.
Gummy anything.
Laffy Taffys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Laffy Taffy.
Lifesaver gummies. If you can find those, like, individual. I know they sell, like, big bags of them, of the Sour Punch straws. It's the fruity candy that's a little different, that when I was a kid, I always loved at Halloween.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Denton also coming in hot. Look at that. Bam, 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 bam.
Well, I feel like Denton's closer to childhood than both of us, so like he should have a better memory.
Also true. I'm like, does anyone remember a Hershey's Kiss? But Werther's? How about those? Any of you guys like a Werther's? I'm old school. I remember the old candy bars. But yeah, the gummy stuff or anything Sour Patch related, always delicious.
I remember sour straws from the concession stand. Those were a dollar. Those were like the big ticket item if you like work several hours in the concession stand. They're like, okay, if you work 3 hours, you can get some Sour Punch straws or whatever. And you're like, wow, maybe I should be paid money. But instead, I will take, you know, 3 hours of labor for a $1 candy.
What about Pixie Sticks? Are those still around?
You know they are.
Oh, okay.
We had to show the children how to do it, and I felt like I was showing a child how to do drugs. Because they see the straw, and they're like,
yeah.
What do you do with this? And you're like, okay, because they were the mini ones. And you rip open the top and you pour it down your throat. And they're like, what? So you could see us with like the 4-year-old of the bunch where you tear off the top and you're like, open your mouth, and you're just like dumping it in.
Right.
And it just feels weird. Like, especially if you've never done it, because you're like, just pure sugar?
That's the thing.
And you're like, that's it.
And then you have to be careful because, of course, if you wet the straw too much, like by tasting it, then it kind of like tapers off the end and you can't get the sugar down your mouth. And what a concept for a child, too. Here's what a kid needs. Just put a bunch of sugar in a straw. Let them tear off the straw top and then just down that sugar straight. But we used to do that all the time.
Well, at least they're not like trying to hide it. Because, like, a lot of this candy has the same amount of sugar. It's just kind of, you know, in the mix. But they're like, nah, it's just going to be the good stuff. No other ingredients, please.
Wait, D-Day says these got banned in his middle school?
Oh, yeah, kids are snorting them.
Well, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, you just take it, you put it on the table, you snort them. A teacher sees that once, like, this, we probably shouldn't allow kids to have these anymore.
I was like, just candy? And he's like, well, they were snorting them. I'm like, oh, okay. Well,
that's... Yeah, I mean, you know, the kids that have older siblings that then, you know, defile the younger siblings, that's they true. Bring in weird things to middle school.
Okay, that makes sense. I was trying to figure it out.
I feel like that's something you would learn on the bus. Like, I never rode the bus, but, like, the story and the lore of riding the bus, like, that's mm-hmm. where people, like, learn all the adult things. Because, like, there's no adult back there. So it's, like, kids at the tender age of, like, 6 are learning about, like, the birds and bees.
I have not been on a bus a lot, a school bus, but I do know when we made a trip to D.C., which, you know, a ton of kids do, right? They have the big trip to Washington, uh-huh. D.C. to walk around. And there was a kid, and he decided on a dare, because this bus we were in, this tour bus had a bathroom in it, that on a dare, he would stay in the bathroom from, like, D.C. to wherever we were going, like Gettysburg or something. So the entire time, he's just in the bathroom. And I was like, all right, well, this is, I don't know, you're kind of missing everything. But he wanted to win that dare, and guess what? He did. He won.
Do you ever wonder, like, where those kids are now?
Yeah.
And you're like, that guy can't be, like, a super high achiever, right?
I'll tell you
maybe
one thing.
Maybe he is. Maybe he's, like, a gamer or something. Like, some, like, random job where it's, like, he just fell into it. But go ahead.
I know. I remember exactly. I don't know where this kid is, but I know exactly what happened to him. Because this was it sophomore or junior history class? And our basketball teacher had a very dry sense of humor, was teaching the class. And so my teacher is calling out roll. And he says, you know, Jenkins, Holloway, Davis, Richard Schaus. And this guy closes his book and he goes, I'm 17. I'm joining the Navy. And he gets up and he just walks out. And I never saw him again. And we were all like, and my teacher waits and was like, well, don't know where our military now. Just kept going. And I've never seen that guy since. I have no idea what happened to him. Weird.
Ah, yeah. Well, good for him. At least yeah. he tried to help our country.
He did. He absolutely did. I'm sure he did. You helped us out last night with the dub. How about that?
Oh, this was a nice one. I didn't even get to see it. So I was coming back from the gym, and I got back at like 7:10. The game started at 7. So I'm like panicking to turn on the TV, and I'm like, okay, the Blue Jays score is 2-0. I wonder how they score these hits, because my bet was Vladdy Jr. over mm-hmm. his hits, runs, RBI. Line was set at 1.5 for almost even money at -103. I said, this is a good bet. Vladdy Jr. is the hottest hitter in the entire postseason. Yeah. And what do you know? Vladdy Jr. Hit a home run in the very first inning of this game to clear this total, which was a nice easy win. I just wish I could have seen it.
Well, that's what highlights are for, but I know what you're saying. You want to see it in real time so you can watch it come mm-hmm. home. Nice job. I had the Dodgers last night. Whatever. Loss for me. Dogster. Rockets laying 5.5 against the Raptors. That was not close. Rockets win 129-121. So for the week, Chelsea, you are 1-1-1. I'm 1-3. Denton, we'll put it out there. 3-0. The Dogster 1-1 here on the Daily Tip on a Bet MGM Network. So let's get to it. Last night, in Los Angeles, the Blue Jays down the Dodgers 6-1. The Blue Jays coming home at +170. Total set at 8. The under hits. Blue Jays showing a ton of resolve by winning Game 4 and evening up this series. They take charge in last night's Game 5 by waiting exactly one pitch.
Here he comes. And off we go in Game 5 with a fastball that's hit in the air to deep left field.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He'll call to the track. It's on the first pitch of Game 5. Davis Schneider into George Springer's shoes and doing a great impression.
Called courtesy of Fox, it's 1-0 Blue Jays, but only for a few seconds.
On the very first pitch, and now Vlad Jr. hooks a ball down the left field line. They've got back-to-back to start Game 5.
Unbelievable. Once again, that is Fox with the call. 2-0 Toronto. That is all the Jays need. On the mound, Trey Yesavage. Yesavage dominates L.A. Just 46 days out of his major league debut, he allows one run over seven innings, strikes out 12. That breaks the rookie record set in the World Series by Don Newcomb of the Brooklyn Dodgers in 1949, and the Jays one win away from a title.
And the Blue Jays are headed home one win from a championship. And it was a child who led them tonight. 22-year-old Trey Yesavage, 12 strikeouts.
I didn't know how I expected this game to go, Chelsea, but it was not like this.
Oh, man. This is when legends are made, though, is in October. The unlikely heroes, and Trey Yesavage certainly fit the bill. 12 punch-outs for a 22-year-old against the most feared lineup in all of baseball? Take a bow, Trey Yesavage, because you carried your team in this one. But here is the other thing. Is just it wasn't just Trey Yesavage. It was the offense that set the tone as well, because obviously things are a little easier as a pitcher when you go out to the mound with some run support. So the Blue Jays' bats continue to rake, and they continue to have Blake Snell's number. I remember listening to the press conference before this game where Blake Snell said, okay, I watched the film. I think I know what I did wrong, and I'm going to make some changes in this game. And then what do you know? The first pitch of the game, he gives up a long ball to Davis Schneider. This wasn't even the Blue Jays' normal leadoff batter, because normally it's George Springer, but he was hurt. So anyway you slice it, I feel like Dodgers fans and most of baseball is probably sitting there with their jaw on the floor.
Did you see the video of Davis Schneider's father, like, in the stands? So I guess he was kind of on the upper deck, but behind home plate, and he's filming all that his son does. And so his son hits that leadoff home run, and dad's like, no way, no way, oh my God, you gotta be kidding me, like freaking out, which is just such an awesome dad moment. Oh man, that was so cool. And I didn't even realize about Davis Schneider, I was reading this, maybe you knew this. Throughout the season, he emulates different batting stances from other players. Like, he'll stand at the plate like Aaron Judge one appearance. Then he'll switch it to Bobby Witt Jr. Then he'll go Giancarlo Stanton. And the stance last night was one of his own stances from the minors in 2023.
It's just bizarre stuff.
I know.
And it just adds to the lore of this Blue Jays team. Like, I was thinking about this, Jinx. I think this is one of my favorite World Series in recent history. Just because all of the storylines for the Blue Jays. Like, of course, you look at the top and it's Vladdy Jr. And what a story there. And we see all the cute kid pictures and videos of him when he was just a little slugger chasing around dad. But also, like, the other stories where we have somebody like Trey Yesavage, who's 22 years old, where everybody keeps talking about how he made his major league debut this year. He was drafted in 2024.
Oh,
like,
God.
What, a year and a half ago? He was at ECU, and now he's pitching against Ohtani and the Dodgers in the World Series and setting records. Because not only did he set the rookie record for strikeouts in the World Series, he also set, like, I think he's the only pitcher to strike out 12 while walk none in a World Series game. And I had to look at that twice because it feels like maybe somebody else had done it. But it's not the case. So he is setting records not just as a rookie, but just as a normal, everyday MLB player, which is wild.
And we got to mention Vladdy Jr. Good God, man. For all the talk about Shohei, and that is all deserved, there's no question about it. Vladdy Jr. in the postseason, so not just in this series, is batting .415 with 8 home runs and 15 RBI in 6 games. Like, he went cold for, like, 2 games outside of that, he has just been wrecking shop.
Absolutely. And it's the big home runs, too. It's not just like, oh, here's a little dribbler. No, he has made these massive clutch hits, and he's really led the team this year. And you talked about the speech that he gave his team after that 18-inning marathon loss. And so it feels like in every way, he is the face of this franchise. And so now you have to really consider, Vladdy Jr. is now minus 200 to win World Series MVP.
He
was 10-1 two games ago.
God, if you jumped on that. Also, I will say this. Now, this is fascinating, too. If you really think the Dodgers, because they got Yoshi Yamamoto going tomorrow night, and we know how untouchable he's been. He's facing Kevin Gausman, I believe. So, if you like the Dodgers to win the final two games of this series, you can get Shohei at plus 250 and Yoshi at 15-1. So, if you're a believer in L.A., now is the time to jump in at plus money. It's just, it's hard to make a sell for the Dodgers just a few hours after what we saw in last night's game.
Yeah, I think it's hard to count out the Blue Jays for back-to-back games,
yeah,
right? I think that's the conclusion that I'm coming to. I was thinking about this because we made the case for Yamamoto, but the problem is if he pitches really well tonight, we'll have to go to a game seven, and then it's more opportunity for Ohtani to do things.
Yeah.
So like it'd be one thing if Yamamoto was pitching game seven and this was like the final game, but like if Ohtani comes in game seven, hits a home run and like closes out the World Series, that is a tough narrative to overcome for Yamamoto.
No, exactly. Like if the Dodgers had a chance to close things out in game six, so there wouldn't be a game seven, then you're like, all right, Yoshi's the play here. Like I think maybe you would look at him and say, this is the guy that closed things out. But yeah, another opportunity for Shohei potentially to get in there and to do what he's done, you know, all season, all career. I totally see what you're saying. At plus 250, you know, even if you like the Blue Jays, I think just a little bit on Shohei at this number is not a bad idea. Game six tomorrow night, Dodgers a minus 140. Moneyline favorite, the Jays are plus 120. Coming up next to the show, Lions defensive end Aiden Hutchinson is one of the best players in the game, and now he is being paid like it. That is Chelsea Messenger. I'm Michael Jenkins. This is the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.